Grace to you and peace from God the Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the destroyer of death. Amen. You may be seated. Everything had come unraveled. There were a lot of good times for Jesus and his followers. Ministry up north in the region of Galilee was fairly decent overall. The band of merry travelers was pretty popular, thanks to Jesus, healing the sick, calming storms, feeding thousands, casting out demons, even raising the dead, and keeping the religious leaders on their toes. Jesus was, after all, amazing. A couple of times each year, they headed south into the Judean region, in the holy city of Jerusalem. But conflict was more intense there in the south of Jesus' ministry, for he did not match up with the vision of the Jewish leaders. If Jesus was indeed the Christ, the long-appointed one, he was not the Christ they had wanted. And so Jesus predicted his upcoming suffering and death at the hands of the Jerusalem leadership. But that would only happen if Jesus went there, down into the south to Jerusalem, and let it happen. And Jesus' friendship with Mary and Martha and Lazarus put him back into that vicinity of the holy city. Jesus had raised Lazarus from the dead after he had delayed long enough to allow Lazarus to die. Even though the religious leaders now for sure wanted Jesus dead and made it known to all the people, the Lord proceeded to enter into Jerusalem and in the sight of all the people. On the back of a donkey, he entered into Israel's holy city, the city of David, and they shouted out, "Lord, save us now! Hosanna!" So far, so good, this entrance into Jerusalem. But Jesus' cleansing of the temple created a scene, and havoc ensued. Jesus continued to teach in the temple courts and hallways, as he had his sights set on the Pharisees and the scribes. Jesus continued to teach over the next few days, and the favor of the crowds disappeared. After celebrating the Passover with his disciples during that great Holy Week, chaos arrived. Judas, one of his own disciples, betrayed him, handing him over to the temple guards. Fearing then for their own safety if Jesus could be arrested, his disciples kept their distance. Peter denied ever knowing the man. And off the Lord went to the headquarters, deep within the bowels of the Roman Empire there in Jerusalem, headquarters of Pontius Pilate. He did not help himself against the false accusations against him, Jesus choosing only to speak the truth. Pilate found no guilt in Jesus, but was content to allow the crowd their wish. Jesus' followers watched on then from the sidelines as Jesus was treated like a rogue terrorist. He was brutally flogged and taken outside of the city walls. Out there amongst the place of the skull, Golgotha by name, where many other traitors were taken, Jesus was crucified. The followers of Jesus watched in horror as their whole entire world came crashing down around them. So much time had been spent following Jesus in and out of all of the villages in Israel. The supposed Christ, only to have it end in tragedy. After 3 hours of midday darkness, the great Jesus was dead, truly dead. So Some of his followers watched as his body was taken down from the cross, lifeless completely. They trudged along the way to the tomb that belonged to a wealthy Sanhedrin member. They watched as a large stone was put into place, covering over the entrance to the tomb. Nothing more could be done that day. That day which would indeed be followed by the Sabbath, which was so close at hand. And you know, that dreaded feeling of waiting in a time of sadness and grief. Now what do? Your master has just died. It did not seem right to simply try to go about your business like nothing had happened. And you would like to get things back to normal at some point, but just not yet. Final preparations needed to be made for the celebration of the Sabbath so that no work would be done that day accidentally and put them in violation of the Jewish law. And any sleep that they might get that night and the next would be fitful at best. The women who were so devoted to Jesus did know that they had one more task. They would return to the tomb at Sunday's first light, the Sabbath having ended. They would get to see their Jesus one final time, to care for his body one final time. And in the rays of the early morning sun, Mary Magdalene and the rest made their way back to Jesus' tomb. The large stone must still be in place, and who would be able to move it aside for them, they thought, as they traveled. They walked along in sadness. The three sad days were finally over, but many more must follow. Their expectations were only so normal, walking to that tomb, and what they went there to see was still death. The word of Jesus about his upcoming resurrection had not risen to the surface of his disciples. Not a one of them looked forward in joy to that Sunday morning. These followers of Christ were the longtime descendants of the children of Abraham. And their ancestors had been set free from harsh slavery in Egypt by God, working through his servant Moses. They rejoiced greatly in their freedom, only to have their hope squelched by the ominous Red Sea. Pharaoh and his army had changed their minds, had come back for them to take them back into custody, into harsh slavery. The Israelites had come out of certain death in Egypt only to find certain death in the desert. Even with the great signs that God himself had performed through Moses, the people feared for their lives. Yet God is never done doing his work for his people, never done caring for his people. And through Moses again, God parted the Red Sea and brought his children safely to the other side on dry ground. Pharaoh and his whole host were drowned in that sea and would never bother the people of Israel again. A similar dread was upon the very followers of Jesus. They had hope in the Lord Jesus, only to have it snatched away from them at his death. If Jesus could not avoid death, if Jesus could be killed, what chance did they stand? But oh, what wonder filled their eyes, the eyes of those women, as the tomb of Jesus finally came into sight. The stone that had been so laboriously set against the opening was no longer there. Soldiers who had been sent to guard the tomb, protecting it from grave robbery, were unconscious, like dead men on the ground. Entering into the burial chamber, no body of Jesus could be seen. The linen cloths that had wrapped him were empty. The one cloth covering over his sacred face folded up neatly by itself. So odd, so strange. Peter and John had come to the tomb at Mary's request, but they could not grasp any of what they were seeing. Remaining there at the tomb, two angels appeared to the women. "Why are you weeping? You seek Jesus of Nazareth, the crucified one. He is not here. He is risen, as he said. See the place where they laid him." Could it be? Could Jesus really be alive? Well, the angels should know, right? Not long after that, Jesus appeared to Mary Magdalene directly outside the tomb. And so it was indeed true. Sweet Lord Jesus himself, indeed, he was alive, even though he had truly died. His word of promise to them was true, just as he said. And they should have known it all along, that word of God that was present within them, but the burdens of this life, the darkness of sin and unbelief kept their faith at bay. But not for long. Jesus had certainly raised others from the dead, but would they go on to live forever in this broken and sinful world? Not likely. But what about Jesus? Would he one day die again as well? That was yet to be seen for the disciples of Jesus at that time, but you and I, we already know that answer. Jesus had said, "I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he die, yet shall he live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die." Even though Jesus had died, he now lives. Sin has been fully paid for by his death upon the cross. The full payment for our salvation has been made. And it cannot be unmade. It cannot be unfinished. It cannot be or come undone. For Jesus need never die again. He can never die again, and he will never die again. For he has defeated death once and for all. And you who believe in him, who are baptized in his sacred resurrected name, shall overcome death as well. Now, in Christ, for you, the only thing to come unraveled is your death, as you rise again to new life with Jesus, when he comes again in his great resurrection glory on the last day. Amen. A peace that passes all of our human understanding. Guard and keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.